Green Bay police and Brown County authorities say the situation at Green Bay East was a Columbine that almost happened. Superintendent Daniel Nierad says he's thankful that it was stopped in time.
The situation was extremely serious in terms of the apparent, you know, mental health status of the of these young people, coupled with the availability of numerous weapons.
The weapons included bombs, sawed-off shotguns, pistols, ammunition, gas masks, and camouflage clothing. Police say the two 17-year-old suspects also left behind suicide notes and mannequin heads that were used for target practice. Superintendent Nierad says the plot was foiled when one student went to a trusted high school staff member. What happened next was anticlimactic.
They went to class, they got them immediately out of class without any incident, escorted them to the office, and then from there the police got immediately involved. It happened very quickly.
Nierad stresses that without the willingness of one student to come forward, the story in Green Bay could have been much different today.
We have a lot to be thankful for. All of it begins with what happened yesterday with that courageous young person that came to talk to a trusted staff member.
Green Bay East held two assemblies this morning to reassure students and to spread the message that any of them who have problems or need to talk will find staff members who are willing to listen. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.